The aspirant is not asked to abandon all thought of his particular self, as if he could, or to lose consciousness of it, but that he is asked to perceive its imperfection, its unsatisfactoriness, its faultiness, its baseness, and its sinfulness, and, in consequence of this perception, to give it up in favor of his higher self, with its perfection, blessedness, goodness, nobility, and wisdom. For in the lower ego, he will never know peace, whereas in the diviner one, he will always know it.